All right, we are back, and we've got Corey Vanderpool. She's on. She's with Magnum Energy Solutions, one of our big sponsors, and we always want to thank Magnum for being part of the show. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you. Good to talk to you again, Jim.
Oh, Corey, you're the best. You've always got some really cool stuff to talk about, because I am absolutely uninformed about the kind of stuff that you guys do. So everything you talk about to me helps me make money, because I own commercial real estate, and I want to talk to you about how to save money on that. You know, we had Andy Hogshead on, who's the head of the big University of Florida thing going on there at UHealth, and I'm sorry, the big University of Florida student housing thing. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do in the student housing sector. I mean, you have universities that you provide services to, don't you?
Absolutely. We do a lot of work with colleges and universities. Primarily, so far, it's been helping these universities retrofit their dorms. In certain cases, it's to just where the ultimate goal is to reduce energy consumption. And in other cases, it's actually brought significantly improved thermal comfort to students that prior to our technology were kind of just at the mercy of whether the university had it on hot or cold.
So,
you know, it's funny. Both from a comfort level and from an energy saving standpoint. So it's been, it's been a really important and growing vertical for us. Yeah.
Now, universities across the country, we all know, are facing budget cutbacks. Some of the smaller universities are laying off faculty and cutting back programs and having real big problems. How much could their utility bills in their, they must be paying the utility bills, so you must be able to help them out.
Absolutely. So we have documented case studies of colleges and universities where we're helping them save, on average, between 25 and 45% energy. However, we have instances where, for instance, one university in particular, when students were not on campus, so during breaks, and during the summer, during breaks and holidays and the summer session, we actually had documented 68% energy savings because, just like a hotel room, people leave, you know, people come in, they do a little maintenance, housekeeping cleans up a little bit, leaves everything on, and it stays on for a significant period of time. So 25 to 45% documented on average, but we've gone, you know, upwards of 68% energy savings for universities and colleges.
It sounds to me like every person in facilities at these universities, or golly, every person in the finance department, the heck with the facilities people, need to be looking at alternatives like this to help them keep our education system competitive.
Absolutely. Just like any business, Jim, I mean, if you can find ways to reduce your bottom line and commit those costs, which are significant when you talk about energy consumption, to something more related to the mission, whether it's a business or a university or a hotel. I mean, a hotel saves it, you know, on energy, it provides better amenities. A university can provide more graduate programs. I mean, you know, a business can hire more people. I mean, who knows? You know, and unfortunately, it's still a cost that we just assume we have to pay. And yes, we have to pay our electricity bill, but that usage is not determined. It is not set in stone. And we can, you know, universities can, and anybody can use that to better support their mission.
So then we talked to Andy. He talked a little bit about there's private universities going, there's public universities going, there's private developers, there's public developers. What have you seen as far as the people that are most likely to work on this? You only work with universities and big corporations, or do you work with the owners of the facilities as well if they're private?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we do a lot of multifamily, and we do, you know, just regular commercial too, you know, excuse me, regular residential as well. So there's no difference in the work we do in the multifamily world than potentially what's happening, you know, with respect to privately owned off-campus housing. I mean, there's still apartment. I mean, our technology is so flexible. It can go into literally any kind of building. And whether it's the student paying the utility bill, mom and dad paying the utility bill, you know, it's somehow being provided through, you know, as a aggregated cost for the resident. Either way, there's some stakeholder that's looking at that going, I would really like to reduce this bill. And actually, if you don't mind me just mentioning something, I was doing a little research before our call, And I'm not going to mention the name of the utility provider, but I know that you guys in Florida have three big ones. Let's just say it's the one big one that supports the western region of Florida.
Okay.
And I was reading an article. I didn't get a chance to vet the author or anything like that, but it stated that this utility in 2003 had charged their customers $83 for 1,000 kilowatt hours of power. That means we don't need to worry about that number necessarily. But then in 2014, that rate was raised to $124.30, which is a 48% increase in the cost of electricity from 2003 to 2014, which is leaps and bounds above the other two utilities in Florida.
Wow.
So, you know, there's electricity rates are going up across the country, but there's a clear example of almost a 50% increase over the course of 9 years, which is significant. I mean, costs are going up, and everyone wants to somehow reduce their electricity related costs.
Well, it sounds to me like you can do it with AC, you can do it with heating, you can do it with lights. What are the ways that you do this?
Yeah, so we would implement technology that would effectively automatically control the lights, the HVAC, and any plug loads inside of a building. Let's take a off-campus housing where typically you have an apartment where you have four different rooms, a common space, a common kitchen, and the bathrooms. It looks almost similar to a dorm room, but a little bit nicer than a dorm room when you go off campus. And you could have a passive system where you have occupancy sensors that are tied to thermostats. So when a resident leaves their individual room, the occupancy sensor would no longer pick up motion and would go into unoccupied mode. You could have coming home, leaving home switch that's a more actively engaged program where the last person to leave that apartment would actually press the switch and all the lights would go off, the HVAC would set back, and plug loads would turn off. So we can either do it in a passive way or in an interactive way. The good thing is that students, particularly or people of that age, let's say, that demographic, are becoming more intrinsically motivated to be more conservative and be more green and live a more sustainable existence with a lower carbon footprint. So asking them to do these kinds of things is not as big of a deal as it may have been 15, 20 years ago.
You know, we heard Andy talking about how it does help him with his marketing to talk about he's energy efficient and working on green. And we all know that green saves energy, and it doesn't matter if it's solar or right off of coal power or whatever. Saving energy is saving energy. Now, if folks want to get more information about Magnum Energy Solutions and maybe talk to you direct, Corey, how do they do that?
Sure. An easy, quick way, since we all use the World Wide Web on a daily basis, would be to visit us at www.magnumenergysolutions.com. They can also reach us directly at 330-656-9365. Or Google us, Magnum Energy Solutions. Our website will pop up, and we're passionate about energy efficiency. We're passionate about what we do, and I think that shows in our work and in the conversations we have with prospective companies and hotels and universities looking to reduce their energy consumption.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for taking time out. I think next time maybe we'll talk about what you do with hotels or maybe one of the other sectors. But
sure.
Golly gee, this is really great stuff. I want to thank you for being a sponsor and for being part of our show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim, for the opportunity to spread the good word.
All right, Corey, thanks for keeping America energy efficient. We're going to be right back after this with Tarek Maddox. He works out the NFL stars. He's going to tell you what to do if you've got a cold during cold and flu season. Back after this.